Yeah, and that's very, very disappointing, because this issue hasn't gone away, and I would hope to think that it certainly won't go away, because as we know, we're going into an election now on the 7th of June, and some of the members may not return. But if I'm lucky enough to be returned, I will keep battering this drum. But what I asked today was that in the case of members not be returning, that any works, the works that needs to be carried out there, should be carried out in the summer period when the children are off on holidays. I would also ask, and I would also want to raise too, the fact that the summer work scheme to allow for the drop down area should be closely looked, because this is something now that the minister is very, very aware of. And they need to be providing that funding as well. But for a safety measure out in that road, we need raised tables. And I've said it over and over, and we won't give up until that's put in place.
The council have said to very much trust the process, that it has to go through various stages, but it's quite the slow process.
It's very, very, and it's very frustrating. But if it's frustrating for us, it's frustrating for the people that are waiting for something to be done, because these parents are taking children to school, living with the same fear as they all, crossing at this road crossing, at the school crossing. And it is frustrating. There's a lot of bureaucracy around this, or a lot of red tape around this, but it needs to move, and it needs to move in a lot quicker pace.